My guest today is Baltimore's Mr. Opera, James Harp. It's always a pleasure to welcome him to WBJC. He's here in his capacity as the Artistic Director of the Maryland Opera Company. Welcome back to WBJC. Always great to see you here.
Always great to be here, Ms. Kramick.
So, Verdi in a glorious setting and in a glorious iteration. What do you have for us?
I am so excited about this. This is our premiere performance, Verdi in the Valley, February 3rd at 2 p.m. in the Inscape Theater at Stevenson University. This is excerpts from four of the master's operas. And what we want to do here is that we want to replicate the grand opera experience, but on a smaller scale. We are going to be presenting substantial portions staged, costumed, and accompanied by a chamber orchestra. We'll be beginning with the finale of Act One of La Traviata, the beautiful Brindisi, the duet, and then her wonderful Sempre Libera. Then we'll move to the entire last act of Rigoletto, La Donna Immobile, the quartet, that beautiful finale, Lassù in Cielo, then intermission, and then the masterpiece of all, Otello. The first act duet between Desdemona and Otello, then that volcanic Iago-Otello duet, and then the entire last act with the Willow Song, and then the finale, which is to me the greatest moment in Italian opera. And then we'll end with Va Pensiero, all the principals singing. It should be a wonderful moment of inspiration for our premiere performance.
So what are you doing about singers?
I'm so excited again. We have Rachel Gilmore from the Metropolitan Opera. She's singing Gilda, and her husband, Dinyar Vanya, will be the Duke and Alfredo. Jennifer Forney, another Met artist, will be Desdemona and Violetta. Todd Thomas is Rigoletto. Lemmy Pulliam, this wonderful emerging dramatic tenor, will be Otello. We have just a first-rate cast of singers for this.
So tell me about the venue. I've never been there. How does it suit opera?
It's a beautiful, almost European jewel box theater. And of all things, it is directly across the street from Villa Pace, which is Rosa Poncel's home. So I go in the driveway there and I see her up there giving her benediction and maybe even singing a little Verdi, you know, Pace, Pace, mio Dio.
So you're talking about this as your debut performance. How do you imagine that this will be able to gain momentum going forward?
Well, you know, the opera spectrum is wide. I mean, there's grand opera, which everybody loves. There are the smaller opera-themed events like this. There's contemporary operas that are being written on social issues, which are of great importance to me. So I think what we want to do is that we want to be a provider of opera to our community. Certainly our home base will be in Baltimore, but we want to explore Maryland as well. You know, there are other opera entities, Annapolis Opera, which has been doing magnificent work for decades. But there are other areas of Maryland which we would love to go to and bring our education programs and bring performances and productions. So we have grand aspirations to continue this great legacy for future generations. You know, Ms. Kramick, opera means so much to me, and it means so much to the other people that I talk to in our community. And these are difficult times for the arts, but there's got to be a way of keeping the voices of Verdi, Puccini, Gounod, Mozart, all of those alive. And we're absolutely committed to making that happen.
Your commitment to opera is really admirable. I've been speaking to James Harp, who is the Artistic Director of the Maryland Opera Company, presenting Verdi in the Valley, and this is taking place at Stevenson University in the Inscape Theatre there. This will be on February the 3rd at 2 p.m. More information is at marylandopera.org. Thank you so much, and really good luck with this project.
Thanks so much. Grazie tanto.